ready to turn right?
Yeah.
Just lost you, wagon! Wow!
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. And with me this week is Sonny Hollywood Pony.
What's up, people? My team made the playoffs. How about anybody else's?
Oh, boy.
Hold on. My nose itches.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Okay, yeah. So they did make the playoffs. Right down there is the man, the myth, the legend, Joey Quesada.
Woo! Sorry, I'm a little distracted. I'm looking at the Cowboys-Bills score. 31-3, Sonny. Pretty good.
It's okay. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Are the Giants in the playoffs? Just wondering.
It'd be the same old story for the Cowboys. One and out.
It's the same old story for the Giants. Perfect.
Oh, my goodness. And right up. All right. We're getting in the way of the most beautiful part of our show. Right there. That is the goddess of thunder, Lee. How you doing, Lee?
Hey, everybody. Merry Christmas, almost.
Yes, it's almost Christmas time. It's so good. So I've already gotten a couple of emails from people saying, are we going to have a show on Christmas Eve? I don't know yet. We'll figure it all out.
Probably not.
Everybody's really, you know, it's Christmas. That being said, if you want to email us, you can email us anything you want to tell us, like a topic or a comment. If you have anything mean to say, send that to Punny, to Sonny Pooney. But Joey.
Pooney. Extreme close up.
Anyway, our email is podcastrockcity1.
That's the number one.
At gmail.com. Podcastrockcity1. That's the number one at gmail.com. So,
shout out to Sonny's sweater.
Oh, yes, ahead, absolutely. Sonny got his sweater. Look at,
show him.
So here's being the intimate. Here's the intimate. Right? But at times you run out of time. So you got to go.
Have mercy. For those of you that are listening to the show, Sonny is wearing Gene Simmons sweater that the tongue actually wiggles. That's so disturbing.
It is. It's brutal.
Thank you guys very much for being here. If you have not subscribed to our show yet, but you know about us, hit the subscribe button on YouTube right now. Hang out with us every week. Hit the bell. It'll let you know when we do stuff. I'm actually having some work done on the house. If you look over here, I've actually hung a poster. Now, I've saved a lot of the good ones for the new studio that is being built in the room right over here. And as soon as that's done, we'll get it all together and you guys will get a tour of it. We have a Patreon. Go check it out. You could do a week for free on Patreon. Check that out. And that's really all the advertising I want to do. You could get our shirt on clicktea.com. Okay, so lots happening in the past couple of weeks. And now that we have an idea of the direction that KISS is going, we have lots to talk about. But before that, we have to get to the news.
Podcast Rock City News.
Now, because I was actually at the concert, and Lee was, and Joey was, we did not actually get to see what I am assuming was after the show footage of the band backstage. And I finally got to see a little bit of this week. I will tell you, there is nothing I like to tear at my heartstrings like Gene Simmons talking about having to pass a kidney stone out the tip of his schmeckle. I was like, aw, that is so sweet. Anyway, at the beginning, Joey, you've watched it, right? Lee, I know you've watched it. Sonny, have you watched it?
I saw it live because it was on the pay-per-view.
Gene attempted to be that, to pull at the heartstrings for backstage, not on stage, but backstage.
Yeah, people telling me it was so brutal and it was nothing. It was awkward. And I'm like, I thought it was cute. I liked it. Like when they talked to Shannon, I liked it.
Yeah, I don't think he attempted. I think he succeeded. Yeah. It was him. Yeah. You got him right after stage. That's why you didn't get Paul. because Paul's not going to do that off the cuff.
Yeah,
but Gene is willing to do it off the cuff. I think you got exactly what you wanted out of Gene, that he's not the spokesman on stage. He's not going to break the demon character to really do that on stage.
Right.
But afterwards, yeah, I think you got the real.
Joey?
Yeah, I agree. I love Gene backstage. Obviously, he goes off the rails a little bit with the stone and all that said and his schmeckle. But yeah, there were some real moments there. That's what I just wanted to see more of that stuff. Yes. I love Gene. I think Gene, you know, it just, even that shows to me a lot about backstage. So Gene's there. Tommy's there, whether he was planned to be there or not. Tommy's backstage a little bit. We got Gene a little bit emotional. We got the family. No sign of Paul.
Sign of Paul. Did you guys... Okay, there was a few things that I thought was funny. One, Nick is showing him a tattoo. I could not see what the tattoo was.
Gene's makeup. He got it down the street where they were doing the free tattoos. It's little Gene makeup icon.
Okay, but
Gene's anti-tattoo. I know that.
Right, well... So, okay, from my understanding, and please nobody tear me apart, but if you're Jewish and you get a tattoo, you're not supposed to be buried in a Jewish cemetery. And I believe he even said that. And then Nick said, we'll make our own cemetery. And Gene started laughing. He's like, I like that. I like that, you know, which I found very interesting. Excuse me. Okay, so... That's part of the news. Okay. We're going to get more.
Did you notice when Gene was starting to talk about his kidney stone, he said the C word instead of Schmeckle.
I was. Oh, laughing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. I don't think he meant it, but he to say that.
But a lot was happening. You could see him in a good mood when he said, Jamie. Obviously, I think he was talking about Jamie St. James, right? And then he said, I produced two of their records. I don't remember.
Sold three copies, so perfect. Yeah.
That's terrible. That's brutal. But I don't know. There's a couple of songs on that record that I really like. Anyway, he was in a really different place than I've ever seen him right then. You guys? Joey?
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's the stuff. I'm not a different place than I've ever seen him, because I do think, especially this era of Gene, you know, the last 15 years or so, Gene is a different person. I really think almost since Family Jewels, right? Family Jewels showed the side of Gene, even though obviously everyone knows it was very scripted and stuff like that, but it did start to show Gene as a person. And I had seen that side of Gene when we toured with him in 2004, and that was before Family Jewels. But Gene, that businessman demon character, I think got broke on Family Jewels a little bit, and then he became this, you know, Uncle Gene, as we all call him now. And that's what we saw backstage. I've seen a lot of that from him over the years, and that's what I like. I like to see just realism. Whoever you are, just show me who you are. I don't want to see I don't want to see anything put on.
Right. Lee?
Oh, I like the emotion. You know, I did not watch Family Jewels when it was out, because I just wanted him to be the demon. I didn't want to know about him wearing a red nightie at night and sitting on the toilet and a facelift and all this stuff. I just didn't want to know it. But now I like seeing that part of him, like after the show. I thought I loved it.
Yeah. Okay. So look, that being said, we got one other little thing news-wise that I want you guys all to know. Lee saw something online this week, or was it this week or was it last week?
Oh, this week.
This week you saw a book, right?
Yep.
And they sent you a copy because
The ad I saw was for a Pictures Alive rock photos book. And it said, ladies, not sure what to get the men in your lives? How about 3 pounds of full color 80s rock fun? It's a time machine back to 1981 and beyond. And it was a little ad. And of course I had to say, what about us rock chicks? What do you mean for your boyfriend or husband? You know? And I made a funny comment. It was just a random ad on Facebook. And I do that sometimes, just to make a funny comment. So the guy messages me. He's like, you know what? We need more rock girls like you. I want to send you a copy for free. I want you to have it. And I was like, nice. Really? So this is a book. pictures alive, and Scotty's the one that emailed me, and it's got some really, and what it is, the guy and his buddy in the 80s went into concerts and like snuck big cameras in, like in their jackets and stuff, and then they put them together, you know. In the 80s it was all general admission, and one guy would get on the other guy's shoulder to get these photos, so they're really great. I mean, we got here, we got the Kiss area here, and then there's Iron Maiden, AC/DC, Van Halen. Like, these are really great. It's fun. I like it. I appreciated it.
Yeah, very that's cool. Really awesome. If you guys get a chance, pick up the book, yep. Especially if you like that kind of stuff. Now, listen, our producer is out of the country with their family in Sweden. How nice. I bet Sweden Christmas time is awesome. So I'm going to try my best to keep up with the comments, but, you know, I'll just do my best. Anyway, all right, so that all being done, let's go ahead and get to the topic of the week.
Podcast Rock City, topic of the week.
So, like I said, now that we know where Kiss is going, or we think we have an idea of what Kiss is doing, now we have to discuss what we hope or think would happen with this. I will say that we posted our show this week. Thousands and thousands of you watched it and commented on it and listened to it online and watched it on YouTube. And thank you very much. But there was, it was 50-50, right down the middle. I hate it. I like it. I hate it. I like it. Okay. And the one comment that stuck out to me that was really interesting, that kind of hit me and made some sense, was somebody said, for our whole lives, this band has been selling us comic books and cartoons and video games and posters and more comic books and action figures and belt buckles. And why is anybody surprised that they went this route? Why is anybody surprised that they are going to be basically, I don't want to say a cartoon, but that's basically what they're going to be live. Nobody should be surprised. It's been their thing. And Sonny says,
who cares? They can do what they want with it. It's their thing.
Right.
You don't got to buy it.
Yeah.
If you didn't think, I mean, you never thought they might sell to Disney or may end up doing something that ends up making them live as long as Superman and Batman has. They're trying to figure that out too.
Yeah. It's the same thing, you know, that's the whole idea here is that when I read that comment, I'm like, it's completely true. My room is full of comic books and action figures and things that that just don't make, I mean, you know what I mean? You look at this and you go, this is a stone's throw away from what they're doing. It's like, you know what?
No, but Joe, yeah. I don't think it's that people were surprised or I'm surprised or you're surprised. If I said it once, I'll say it a million times. It's how they brought it and when they brought it out. It's the timing. Everything is timing, right? If they brought this out January 1st and there was a countdown on Kiss Online and they introduced the avatars January 1st, I think the reaction is a completely different thing. I really do. I think it's mainly because they brought it out on the night where they were closing their last show, and they brought it out when everyone wanted emotions. Everyone wanted them to thank their former band members or even bring some of them out. They pulled the rug right from under everyone and presented this in that moment. It was very tasteless and soulless, I think. And I think it's the timing of it. There's no bigger comic book fan and animation fan than I am. I love it. I don't think it's a terrible idea. Someone wrote in the comments before. I said it before too. I would love to see like a Sea Elder movie. It would be incredible. It's not about that. It's how and when they did it.
Lee?
I agree. They didn't have to do it that night. They could have waited till New Year's. But the more I think about it, I think it might... I'll go check it out once because I was reading they're going to make them, you know, we saw they got wings and they're flying around. They're going to maybe fly over the audience. And I think it might be pretty interesting. I'll go once to check it out, you know, but they could have waited till after New Year's to announce it.
I agree. I agree with what Sonny said. I agree with that. Here's something that's interesting. And I think I said this on here before, but my girlfriend, Karen, her daughter is actually in college for doing what Kiss is doing. And she told me all the technical names for it and everything. And yesterday, I think it was yesterday, we had a long talk about it. And she basically said, she's watched all the videos. She didn't watch a lot of the interviews, but she watched a lot of the making of videos, you know, and all this stuff she's in school for right now. She said there's certain things that are cool about it. She said one of the things is that she goes, she doesn't know how many times Kiss performed in those outfits. She called them a specific thing. Mm-hmm. She's not sure how many times Kiss did it, but she said, one of the coolest things is if they came together and did, let's say, 10 performances in those, right? They can take those 10 performances and you, unless you go 10 times, you'll never see the same Gene, Paul, or Ace, or Tommy, for that matter. Sorry. I'm going to get hate mail now. Or Eric performance. You follow me? Because one point Gene could go like this. At another point, he could go like this.
And he could get wings or he couldn't get wings.
So this will be kind of cool. The other thing that we discussed is, and it's really hard to say this, but it might not be for us. They
might not.
It might be for her generation.
Yes.
Because I can tell you, Mackenzie cares zero about Kiss. However, at this point right now, she told us she's excited to go and see this performance, to see this thing. Joey, when I say that this might not be for our generation, it might be for our kids, you say what?
I don't think that's true. I think it could be for us too. Why not? I'm not saying I hate this idea. I think it could work. I'm not excited to go see a live performance like this and pay hundreds of dollars like you'd go see Kiss. I don't really have an interest in that much. I wouldn't mind seeing movies and more original content using the avatars. I think Kiss should have been doing some kind of animated stuff for years and they didn't do it. But you know, to say that it's for another generation, I also think Kiss thinks more of themselves than they should. I think, you know, when ABBA's doing it and Michael Jackson and these other bands who have a catalog of music that lives beyond what the image is, right? I don't think kids today or tomorrow care enough about Kiss's music to go to something like this. I really don't. ABBA's different. It's just music that no one even, sometimes they don't even know it's ABBA. They just love the music of ABBA, right? And you know, or disco or certain kind of Michael Jackson. Or I think the Kiss fans or even the younger generation, I don't see them being that interested in Kiss, the brand, to make this successful.
Sonny, what do you think?
That it's for the next generation. I think there's some merit to that because Disney's been changing some of the characters, their ethnic backgrounds. People are freaking that, you know, blah, blah, blah. Character is now African American. How dare they? And it's like, dude, relax. It's not for you. You had your Elsa or Little Mermaid or whatever. The next set of Little Mermaid's not going to be like that, right? I think it can work because it worked with Spider-Man. Now, I didn't go see Spider-Man verse that whole animated thing they had a year or two ago, but I've seen every Spider-Man movie. They're obviously trying, right? They're obviously trying to hand it off somehow and do both things. And if this thing is going to be, like I was thinking about the other day, would I go see one of my favorite movies if every 2 months there was some new things and the ending changed? Yeah, I'd probably pay $15 to go see my favorite movie with the new ending and a few things changed. I would see. I wouldn't pay $100, dude. Anybody pays $100 for this? Joe, you pay $100 for this. You're a goddamn homer. Do not pay $100 for this.
No. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you. Here's the thing. Okay. So all right, and we're gonna get into that. Okay. But before we do that, I do want to, and I have a few directions we're gonna go. But since we're talking about this, when you're mentioning that you can't see kids getting into this, I'm not sure that that's true, because when that Scooby-Doo and Kiss thing came out, I would be wearing a Kiss shirt and I would go to Jace's school to have lunch with him. And I would every single time have a kid come up and go, I know those people. That's the demon. That's the star child. That's the spaceman. That's, of course, they didn't know who what their names were, but excuse me. We all know that Scooby-Doo thing with kids was pretty big. So now those kids are 18. Okay. Because Jace, when that came out, he was probably, I don't know how many years ago that is now, maybe 10 years ago, maybe. So let's say he was 8. So now he's 18 going on 19, and Kiss's, you know, cartoon Kiss is going to be at, you know, the Fox here in Atlanta. And it, you know, it costs $80 or $100 to go and see this Marvel style Todd McFarlane comic book inspired, you know, visual musical. Maybe the music isn't the thing. Maybe the visual brings them in and they get into the music. Anything is possible, obviously. We can all say that. But Joey, do you think that it is possible? I mean, your kids, when they were younger, when Scooby-Doo came out, so
yeah, they loved it.
Yeah. So, and obviously, you as a parent makes them like Kiss.
Again, I think I'm not saying that it can't work. Of course, it can work. I think we're actually overlooking what the most important aspect of this is. I don't think it's animation or it's you know, avatars or holograms or blah blah blah. I think the biggest part is always the same thing with Kiss. Who's behind this? Is it Kiss, or is it the same old story where something like the LA Kiss football team, did someone come to them? I don't remember the company who does this for them. Do you guys remember the company name?
I don't remember the name.
Did ABBA. I don't know.
ABBA, one of the members of ABBA is part owner of the company that does it with Industrial Light and Magic.
But what I'm saying is I wonder if it'll ever come out. Did Kiss sink money into this? And did Kiss say, this is our next thing and we're going all for it? Like Gene just came out the other day and said, well, we're spending $200 million,
right? $200 million.
What? In my brain, one, that's a joke. Two, I believe it's the same old story with Kiss. Someone wanted to do this. They approached Kiss about it. If it's ILM, Industrial Light and Magic, they approached Kiss and they said, hey, we want to license your brand. We'll pay you blah, blah, blah. And we're going to do this. And you're going to get X amount of the profits moving forward in perpetuity or forever long the contract is. I don't believe this is a Kiss venture. I don't believe this is Kiss going forward and saying, we are the net. This is what we're going to do for moving forward. I think it's just another business opportunity that someone came along with and said, Kiss, we want to license your brand and your names and your likenesses. Here's $5 million and X amount percentage of the profits. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And Kiss is not going to have anything to do with it. And when they don't, That's when KISS products fail. KISS products fail when KISS is not behind it. When they license their brand out for all these companies just to make money, those are the ones that fail throughout the years. When it's KISS and Gene and Paul on all fronts, whether it's the reunion or it's the 80s or it's stuff like that, then it works. If it's licensed out garbage, it doesn't work. And I think that's unfortunately what it is, because KISS is getting ready to sell off to whoever they're going to sell off to. And that's what's going to happen.
Okay. So, I don't want to step on anybody's toes here. I'm going to make sure we hear from everybody, but I don't believe that this is like what you're talking about, Joey, where somebody comes in and says, hey, I want to pay you this amount of money to use your likeness or anything. I think that KISS looks at this as the creation of the legend. So somebody had mentioned that ABBA is doing holograms and it's different. AJ, I got what you were saying, but it is the same company from what I'm understanding that did ABBA's holograms. From my understanding, it's the same company. So, and I don't know that it's not going to be holograms, and I don't know that it's going to be holograms because there's not enough info yet out there about it. But what I'm saying is don't you think that is it possible that what this LA KISS? Yes, I'm with you 100%. All those other little things, I'm with you 100%. But this is the thing that I believe sets their families, their kids up for life. Like, do you know where they go? This is the thing that will continue to make money after we're gone, that our kids will get, you know, do you think their legacy, basically? Do you think that they wouldn't be hands-on on something like that? Or do you think they don't look at it this way?
I don't think this is the thing that's making their families and generations money. I think if and when they sell their catalog, if and when they sell their brand, that's going to make their families money for generations. I don't think the market for this is going to be limited. I think it will become, you know, holograms. I don't know if you call them holograms or not, but I do think it'll be three-dimensional on a stage. It'll look like they're in front of us, but I don't think this is a big enough venture to have their legacy live on and have their families live off of this. I think that time will come if they sell to Disney, if they sell to Fox, whatever they sell to, if they even get a buyer. But I think they want to believe that this could be the big thing. But I don't. I think this is a business venture. It's a licensing deal. And it's probably like someone else had said earlier on, the reason why they did it at Madison Square Garden, I hate to say it, but Industrial Light and Magic, or whoever's behind this, probably said, hey, guys, here's an extra million if you launch this the night of your show while you're still on stage walking off, because we'll never have a bigger audience than this. And they were right. Whether we like it or not is a different story. But we're still talking about it. So they were right to do it then. It's just, I think it's all money with them.
Well, I mean, it always is. Lee, what do you think?
Now, the ABBA ones, have you watched the YouTube of the ABBA?
I have watched a little bit of that.
They have their own building they're in, and they don't move, you know, they don't tour. But they looked really cool. But the thing with the ABBA ones is it's of their younger selves, which is what I would like. You know, Ace and Peter, of course, but I'm not going to get that. But it's okay.
But you don't know that you're not going to get that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they could throw everybody in there, right? I mean,
right.
Yeah. So, all right, Sonny. So you're the Vegas guy. So let me ask you this: Let's say somewhere in Vegas, they're offered a theater kind of deal, right? Yeah. Where they go, okay. So we're going to try this for a year. Mm-hmm. We're going to get you set up in here. We're going to set it up. It'll be an attraction, just like anything else is an attraction. And we'll see. It'll be here and here only. It's not going to go to Atlanta, and it's not going to go to New York until we know if it could work here. Mm-hmm. You know, because Vegas is one of those places where they'll try anything, right? Am I right when I say that?
They'll try anything that makes money.
Right, but they'll try anything to make money. I mean, they it's not like they'll go, nope, I'm not, it's definitely not going to work. I think that they would give it a shot. So let's say they get offered a theater or a room there big enough to hold, let's just say, 1,000 people. Okay. 1,000 people. Okay. And let's say that they set the screens up, they set the, you know, everything up. So it's an immersive experience. You're going to go this for the first 3 months. The show is going to be like alive. The stage will have the candelabras on there. Peter's drum set, you know, the way it rises will rise. That's what you'll see. It won't. And, you know, and then 3 months from now, they can get in there and program Alive 2, you know, where you show up and the Alive 2 stage is there and it's, you know, got the stairs and they come down and Paul does the leggy thing across the stage. And is that attractive to you? Does that kind of an idea sound cool to you as a fan?
Yeah, it sounds cool to me as a fan. And I think it's doable as long as Gene and Paul are not involved. Gene and Paul got to get paid by whoever's licensing all this and the company that's making all this, and then let the company run with it. And Gene and Paul are out of it. They help create, they help modify. But if you have to have Gene and Paul involved, then there's going to be a problem of money. And I can tell you, Vegas will try a lot of things. Vegas ain't paying Kiss price. They don't give a shit that much. They got more than enough things that they can do. They don't need Kiss. Kiss needs them. Right. So if Gene and Paul can, you know, stay out of it and don't need a licensing fee from Vegas somehow, and they just get to deal with the company, I think it's very doable. Raiding the Rock Vault works. Kiss will work. It'll work.
Okay, so Joey, you and Sonny, if I'm understanding, you're saying opposite things. Joey, you're saying Kiss needs to be involved.
Well, to an extent. No, I understand what Sonny's saying. Sonny's right in the extent that if they want it to be successful, they need to move aside and not limit what the company's going to do. And even the company will be limited. The company needs a Kiss nerd in there to say, this is what people want, because whether you like it or not, it's still going to sell first to the Kiss fans. Whether it becomes a thing for the next generation, that's what time will dictate. In the beginning, it's going to be the thing that's curious for Kiss fans first. And if you want Kiss fans to like it, you got to do almost what you said, Joe. You got to mix it up. You got to do the Alive 2 stage, and you got to do fun stuff that we never get to see. I don't think Kiss fans right now want to see a Gene with those wings super animated like that. In a movie, in an animated movie, yeah. But I think if they're going to do something like this in Vegas, it's got to be more realistic. It's got to be like a concert on stage with these hologram-type avatar images doing a Kiss show. And I think the attraction of, wow, you're getting to see technology that we've never seen before really in Vegas, and the images of Kiss, I think it could work, sure. But I do think that at the end of the day, Kiss is sitting back and just not, they don't care, and they're collecting a check from this. I know they want us to think they care, and they would love their avatars to live on forever, but I think this is the same old rock and brews, LA Kiss, Hello Kitty. It's the same business.
What happened to the live band, tribute band 2.0? That's right. Gone, I guess.
Okay, I'm so glad that you mentioned that, because it goes back to the first comment that we have on the show page today. Let me get back up to that. So when we first got in, let's see, Jambo Georgie, he posted a comment, okay? This is what it says. It says, hi, Joe. I mentioned this comment on another feed. Curious of the PRC group thoughts. It says, so July 17th, 2021 was supposed to be the original final show date. Obviously, COVID got in there and screwed that all up. Clearly, avatars were not on the agenda. And I agree with that comment at the time. what would 2020 ending of Kiss look like? Maybe 2024 would still have seen an Avatar launch, but surely things would have been different. I agree with that. I think that before that, in an interview that I saw or read with Doc McGee, he was mentioning basically a thing like INXS did when they were looking for a new, he wasn't saying that that was what was going to happen, but he suggested an idea like that for finding four new people. Do you think that that had a better chance in 2021 than this, Lee?
I think so. I mean, that's what I thought they were going to do, like have a live band thing in Vegas, you know, at a dedicated building, and maybe have the Alive 2 set, you know, the old Kiss, younger people doing it.
Right.
That's what I thought.
Sonny?
What they're doing now, cast a wider net. Mm-hmm. 2.0 would have lived for about a week. Yeah. Us four nerds would have been there to see it the first week. Nobody ever goes again. They got to cast a wider net. This is exactly what's happening with the Prince tribute that happens in Vegas right now. It's basically stuck at Purple Rain. So I've seen it a couple of times because I'm a huge Purple Rain fan. But every time I go, there's like 85 people there. Like it's dead. They're going to have to do something to make it come alive, and they can't figure it out. What they're doing now, cast a wider net, no doubt. Mm-hmm. And we don't know that Avatars were not in play in 2021.
Right. That's true. That is
true. Everything fell apart.
Yeah. Okay. So now let me ask you, this is something else that's really interesting to me that I want everybody to think about. It also... We are jumping the gun only because we really haven't gotten much information. And by gotten, I mean received, because gotten isn't a word. Sorry, Lee. received much information about this, but we really aren't sure exactly what they're doing with these avatars. Is it at all possible that it could be I'm not saying Scooby-Doo would be in it. What I'm saying is it at all possible that it could be a movie that you go see that's Marvel, Todd McFarlane, Psycho Circus-esque kind of thing that is immersive, but the soundtrack is Rock and Roll All Night and Strutter and Black Diamond and All Hell's Breaking Loose and that kind of thing. Now, personally, I like that idea better. Joey?
I mean, listen, if you're asking me what would I rather have right now, would I rather have a series on Disney, an animated Kiss series, doing all sorts of, you know, almost like the Scooby-Doo movie, but more adult, you know, geared and looking like the avatars and looking like real cool animation? I would much rather see that. I think there's a bigger market in that than a limited live show featuring holograms and or avatars. I think that's not going to have its staying power. It's just going to die out. If people are not going to see Prince, they're not going to go see Kiss. I just think in general, over the years, I think Kiss missed the boat on that, making more movie type things, making more animation like the Todd McFarlane, you know, Psycho Circus comic book series. Animate that whole run, animate all that stuff, animate, like you said, the Elder stuff, but use Kiss as the soundtrack. The Scooby-Doo movie was great. I loved it. And if you geared something like that more adult-oriented, more Marvel-esque, more superhero-like, stuff like that in the theaters and or series, that to me, I would be much more interested in this. This, maybe I would go try it once, but I just don't see the staying power.
Right. Sonny?
The staying power for me is if what Paul kind of hinted at this a little bit, and the creators hinted at this a little bit in that 35-minute video thing that we had watched, if it's going to be somehow interactive, like Paul, when he's talking to the crowd, is talking in a way that he's actually in the room, and somehow this avatar knows what's going on right now. Right now, if that's in the room. Yes. Now, if that's something that's happening, that could be pretty cool. That's actually pretty cool. But like, if it's like the Dio hologram, oh fuck, that was a disaster, dude. That Dio hologram was terrible.
I liked
it. It was terrible.
No, it wasn't.
Okay, now let's be fair. Okay, so Industrial Light and Magic is a company that works very closely with Disney, and everybody else for that matter. But they do work very closely with Disney because it's the Star Wars and all that other stuff. And I will tell you that obviously you're not going to have Paul Stanley at Las Vegas standing behind the screen like the Wizard of Oz watching the crowd and then reacting, right? However, there is the technology to be able to have
somebody could input it,
right? Yeah. So here's the thing. If you go to in Disney World, they have the crush thing. Have you guys seen this? Where it crushes the turtle from Finding Nemo, right? And then it is a screen and the turtle comes swimming up. And then it, in real time, talks to the kids. They ask questions. And, hey, little dude, what's your name? Oh, my name's Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy, what's up? What's going on? And then he says, you know, what's your favorite thing to eat in the, well, we eat blah, 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 dude, you know? And it's all happening in real time. Now, is it possible with AI, absolutely, to get something that sounds just like Paul Stanley talking and have, you know, I do know that there is a program out there right now that if you could get enough of Joey talking, that we can type it in and go, Joey Quesada saying he loves the Dallas Cowboys and loves Sonny Poonie. Somebody's going to do that now. And it's possible. It is 100%.
Elizabeth, I'm coming for you.
But it is completely possible to do that. So what we're already expanding this. This is okay. So this is one thing that I think that's very important here too. Okay. I'm going to ask each of you this question, and I'm going to see if we just get three different answers. Joey, how long do they make us wait before this becomes a mistake? Does it have to happen sooner rather than later? Does it have to be by summer and let everybody know summer this is going to be available for you to see? Or do you think it needs to wait a little bit to give people, you know? Okay, so how long do you think they need to wait or not wait?
I can't imagine anything with this will be fully ready to launch before 2025. I can't even imagine it. I think that's why it's a mistake the way they announced it. I think there is going to be a giant gap now. You're not going to get anything. And what I mean by anything, you might get a preview here and there. You might get the avatars talking online and coming on Kiss Online and telling you different things and blah, blah, blah. I don't think this is going to be able to be physically in a theater, in an arena, in a club, wherever you're thinking of watching this, for a minimum of a full calendar year. Do we think it's going to be before that?
Honestly, I don't know how long this takes. I will have a conversation with Mackenzie and talk to her because I know this is what she's going to school for. I can tell you that it takes a lot of time. It's not something that they just jump right on. Sonny, how long do you think okay, let's just say it takes a year. Do you think let's say it takes a year to do, right? So let's say they started in September because that's when they initially went in, and we have no idea how much they've recorded. You know what I mean? But September was when they did the sit down. September was when they went in and did the performances that we saw. So let's say a year from now is September, just to throw a date out there. Do you think that's too late, Sonny?
Yeah, that's too late. My guess is this thing is 75 to 85% done already. Otherwise, you don't put what's out there already. What we saw, I thought looked pretty damn cool, even the little bit that we saw. So my guess would be this is almost baked. I agree with – send your hate mail. I agree that you got to announce it on stage at 12:02 because you have the most amount of people listening. Nobody is going to listen on 1-1, and every day you wait, less people listen. You got to at least have people talking about it throughout Christmas. And then what you do is every couple of weeks, Paul's at a meeting, and that gets the blabbermouth. And Gene's at a meeting, and that gets the metal edge. And, yeah, you know, you get that kind of stuff going, and this thing pops up around summer. But my guess is part of this is already done. They're not. If you're at scratch, Joey, it's not even 2025. We're talking 2026 if Dude, we're at scratch.
And I really believe that that's the case because I do believe this is a licensing thing. I think it's the next thing that they got somewhat an offer for. And you're right. They didn't think it through. They didn't say this has to launch by X date or it's going to fail. I don't think they care if it fails. They have their payment already. They got X millions to do it. And if it succeeds, then it's great because they make more money. But they don't. KISS doesn't risk themselves anymore. That's what they do. That's their business model. They let people come to them, write them a check, use our image, go try this new thing. If it works, incredible. We look like geniuses and we're making more money. If it doesn't work, we have our cash.
Lee, now you and I, obviously, as Sonny say, we are homers. We love our band. We love our band. And
I tolerate some things.
You're a homer. Right, no, I understand. No, Lee, you are correct. You do tolerate some things. But here's my question. Obviously, you and I are the sooner the better. You know, that's how we are. But you want it done right, though, right? You don't want it to be half-assed.
Well, Gene said in that article they're still working on perfecting it, so I don't see it being done in 6 months. I mean, I just the way he was talking in that article, you know, I don't know how far they are, but let's look at when they tour. They don't tour every 6 months, and you know, it's like every year they do a tour. I mean, we're waiting for another tour now. They just finished a tour. Now we're going to wait a year. I don't know. That's kind of how I look at it.
Yeah. Okay. So now let's, Joey, you got something to say?
I got a question. So I would love to even just the KISS fans that are watching us right now. And I'd love to even put this poll maybe online, Joey, after the episode.
I got it.
What would you guys have liked more? And, or what would you absolutely spend your money on quicker? If KISS announced the Avatars and a Vegas run, let's say summer of 24, right? Or launching the night of the final show, right after the show, you could literally sign up for the new KISS streaming service. New KISS streaming service, like a Netflix, like a Disney Plus, and it has all old concert footage, all old home releases, all the cruises and all this and all that. And then they start producing new stuff. They start producing a Tommy and Eric, you know, reality show, another Gene reality show about his band, Soul Station, all this stuff KISS related. I think KISS makes a fortune on that. I think all of us immediately throw down our $9.99 a month. Even if the content, if you remember Disney didn't have a lot of content when it first opened. If KISS did this and slowly started rolling out content, I think it would be incredible.
They said they videoed every show they've ever done. So, I mean, let's see it. Man, I would pay $9.99 a month.
Okay, so listen, I'm going to put that poll out there. I want to ask another question. So here's McMurphy's got this right here. It says, this is my point with Universal owning the KISS catalog. If they could make this a Turtle Talk with Crush. Now we're going into Universal Studios, and while you're walking around, you're at a Men in Black game where you drive through and you shoot things, you get on the Simpsons ride, or you could go into this theater and see this big KISS thing that's in Universal Studios.
They could have a whole park area like the Simpsons.
Sure. Or like Nintendo has in Disney in California, they have their own little wing. Now still, once again, we don't know what they're doing with this, right? Does that sound attractive to you, Sonny, on a business thing where people who might not be a KISS fan might walk into that theater and go, look, one thing I can tell you is it's a tradition at when you walk into Disney World in Florida. For me, there's a tradition that there's this one room that I go in. It's the Carousel of Progress. And I sit there. It's the same show every time I go, but it's a show. It's animatronics. But you go in there and there's a lot of people in there watching, not always a lot, but watching the show, and it's cool. But there are people that walk in and go, let's just see what this is about. Or it's hot out here. Let's go inside and see this. Is it possible for something like that to really work?
It's possible for it to work. The problem is that Disney's not going to pay enough for it. So my guess is they probably explored something with Disney. And these guys came and say, we'll pay the same licensing fee and give you a cut of everything we're going to do. Disney's never going to do that. And if it doesn't work with us, our contract's over in 5 years and you go sell to Disney then. You have nothing to lose. Come with us.
Right. But what I'm saying is what he's saying with Universal owning the music, is it the same Universal? Because I know that sometimes there's like a entertainment wing and there's a movie wing and then there's a music wing of each of these companies. Universal is Universal, right? So if Universal owns KISS's music, it's the same company that has Universal Studios, Joey?
It's a great question. I'm not positive. I would think it's all the same entity, but I'm not 100% positive because I do think Universal Music Group has the same logo-ish as Universal Studios, the movie. But I'm not 100% positive on that, Joe. But I do think that's the right way to go, right? You got to get the entity behind you to make this thing bigger than it is right now. KISS is not, for me, listen, you know I love KISS more than anything. For me, it's big enough, but I don't think KISS is a big enough brand. It's not Star Wars. It's not Marvel. It's not Disney. It's not these bigger brands. I think if you have Universal slowly make it bigger, then these things work eventually. I don't think, you know, the Star Wars theme park works if Star Wars is not Star Wars, some other franchise that wasn't as big, it doesn't work. It works because it's Star Wars. It's massive. Everyone who walks by sees a stormtrooper. They love it. They want to go interact with it. I don't think KISS is to that level yet. I think they can be. I think a Disney or a Universal can get them there with more content, movies, cartoons, you know, more geared towards that universe and the little kids, that next generation. And then slowly that will become the big entity of what Marvel became after the movies. Even though Marvel was big with comic books, until the Marvel Studios happened and Disney took them over and they started making Iron Man and the rest is history after Iron Man, Marvel wouldn't have worked either like this. It became what it is because the movies took off so much. And this generation bought into the movies. My generation is the comic book Marvel universe. Without the universe now of the movies, it doesn't live on forever. And I think KISS has to get there before they can do. I think they're trying to skip steps.
And if you remember when we were younger, DC was bigger.
Yeah, of course. Superman, right? And Batman were always bigger than the Hulk and Spider-Man when we were kids.
Hell yeah, it was. Right? And Spider-Man tried to do it. Remember that late 70s show? I liked the show. They tried. Yeah. Right? They tried with Shazam for a while, I think. Shazam is Marvel, right?
No, that's show. DC. The Hulk. That's DC. You know, they
tried with the Hulk. Yeah.
They had a Fantastic Four movie in the 90s that flopped.
Just to a little, right? Yep. DC was killing them. It really was Spider-Man and Iron Man in theaters that took it to a whole new place.
And look at that Harry Potter area in Universal. I mean, that's just a bunch of movies, and it's gigantic.
Yeah.
Universal Studios. So,
okay, so here's another question. We're coming to the end, and we're going to be going over to the Patreon side to continue this conversation. and there's a ton of you guys watching. Thank you guys for being here. You guys are awesome. And don't forget, we do this every week, except maybe this weekend, because it'll be Christmas Eve and we'll be with our families. But every Sunday at 7 p.m., we're here live, and you get to hang out with us and talk KISS with us. Here's a question. How important is it that they could Hansel and Gretel us, leading us to the promised land? Okay? So let's say February, we find out McFarlane Toys has these new action figures that are coming out based on these avatars. Okay.
There will be action figures.
Then I think that there needs to be now we're gonna talk about attracting younger people. That maybe there needs to be a 5 minute long preview thing for people that have those VR headsets where you are we'll get to that in the other thing, but like where you get you have your VR headset and you can be like in their world and look around and see the KISS thing while they perform a song. That comes in May. July comes and they do something else. August comes or September comes and they do something else. Little things going. We're going to get kind of like the Star Wars card thing, Joey. What was the card? It was the early bird card. We don't have it ready for you, but you buy this, you will be the first person to own the action figures. Do you think that would be a smart idea?
I think they might try something like that because I really do think nothing is going to be ready. I think this is a long way off. I think it's a quick money grab. I don't think they're going to have something. And I got to tell you, I actually think that the look of the avatars is terrible. I don't understand why they have all these dots on their faces and all this stuff. And they came out looking like that. They didn't look like any of them at all.
Paul one doesn't look like Paul at all.
Nothing. And even the movement, look at the movement, is very just regular CGI animated. Why would they need, I think that whole dot business is just that's like a marketing scam. I think they didn't need to do that. You just do it CGI wise. I just think that they're going to slowly try to roll this out and it's not going to work and it's going to fade away like the LA KISS and all the other stuff.
Okay. Sonny, if they put out new action figures, are you getting them?
If they look good, but I could tell you one thing, every KISS fan should have the opportunity right now to buy all four of the Avatar prints. The stuff that we saw up there. Why isn't it available? Why aren't you trying to sell it to me for $30 a piece? Yeah. Every KISS fan would buy. I'd buy the Gene one right now. I'd buy the Eric one right now. I thought those two looked the coolest.
Like with the big spread wings
kind of. Yeah. And the fire coming out and all the color that popped. I thought it was awesome.
No thanks.
Right.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. This is so interesting. And that's one of the coolest things about having a show with four different people on it, you know, because we all are all different. It's amazing to listen to. Each one of us is semi-excited or more excited about each little different thing. We all obviously want it to work, you know, but because of KISS's record with these kind of things, every one of us is skeptical and we're all questioning the whole, how come you haven't learned from this before kind of thing. I think that's very interesting, and we're going to talk more about that when we go over to our Patreon. Listen, if you guys aren't a member of our Patreon right now, a week you get for free. Okay. And, you can try it and we're going to post some stuff on there and you guys can check it out. Before we go, I want to ask one more question though. Do you think that with the first of all, you know, the reaction that they're getting, I do not believe that they're insulated from some of the bad talk. Sonny, you agree?
Yeah.
Insulated to a point. If I was them by now, there's always bad talk. You don't make anybody happy in the KISS Army. KISS Army's always pissed off.
Right. Good point. Joey, you agree with that?
Yeah, of course. I mean,
listen, when was the last time the whole Kiss Army was happy?
When, of course, no matter what they do, no one's ever going to be satisfied. It's just like you, but it's like you said, Joe, we've been waiting for certain things forever and we never get it. Video footage, right? We don't get enough audio. We don't get enough stuff like that we want, but they constantly roll out stuff that doesn't work and that we kind of don't want. So that's the problem. I think it's, you know, it's supply and demand. Their track record for these types of things is terrible.
I'm not really sure. I'm so curious of, I mean, you know, like I said before, and I, you know, Sonny and Joey and Lee all said to me 6 months ago, things are really going to start getting interesting with this. And it is very interesting.
It is.
And curiosity of what's going to happen. But my thing is I think that they have to be smart enough to know that they have to keep us on the hook. They cannot give us any time to go squirrel. They have to keep
us. They don't care that much. God, no, Joe. Come on, dude. They don't care that much.
I'm interested in the avatars, but I want Gene to go do a solo show with his band. I want to
But what I'm saying is that if they want this to be successful and to keep their core audience interested, they can't give it. They got to put out little. If you notice, every couple of days they're putting something out now. If they're on that new Kiss on their Instagram, it's like almost everything they ever did has been wiped away. It is now this new venture. A video almost every day, like every other day there's something coming out, even if it's just a minute long, something's coming out. And I believe, okay, it might not be Kiss that cares, because it could be what Joey's talking about, okay, but the people that are sinking the money into this, they give a fuck. And they want to make sure that the people that have always spent the money on Kiss are still there to at least maybe some of them might spend the money on what they are producing right now. So it is at all possible what you're saying is correct. Kiss doesn't give a shit. It's whatever. But if I'm the guy from ABBA and I'm sinking my money into this, I'm wanting to like, you know, pull that lure and make him go, what's next? What's next? What's next? And I don't know. We'll have to wait and see, I guess. Okay, yep. So, all right, listen. This has been a lot of fun.
People want to know about Sonny's guitar.
Oh, yeah, Sonny.
Yeah, so Cecil asked, the body is from Performance Guitars, but the neck is an Ibanez neck because the guy I bought it from a long time ago wanted an Ibanez neck because he felt more comfortable with that in his hands. So it's Frankenstein.
Yeah.
It's still kick ass. Yeah, okay, so we're going to head over to the Patreon. If you guys, hey man, all you guys that are watching right now, hit the subscribe button and give us a thumbs up or a heart or wherever you are. If you're on YouTube, there's a ton of you on YouTube and Facebook. Hi, how you doing? I hope this isn't if this is the first time you're here, what's up, man? We do this every week, like I said, 7 p.m. Eastern time. That's Joey, that's Sonny, that's Lee, and I'm Joe. So hello. Anyway. Sonny, do you have anything to add?
No. Thanks for listening. And yeah, this stuff will be what it is. Who knows?
We'll have to wait. Joey.
Yeah, give me some more off the soundboard. Give me some Kissologies. That's those
I have mine right up there.
Last year's presents. I know where Sonny's is.
Yeah, mine's right behind Dak Prescott, right there.
In his bedroom with his wife. Anyway. Great episode as always, but I think Kiss fans want more Kiss footage. They don't want this stuff.
Lee?
I want Kiss footage. That's what I want. And Gene solo band.
Yeah, conventions again, solo band.
Yeah, bring back some conventions.
They don't have to do all that.
We're going to head over to the Patreon and we're going to talk about all these things that we're talking about right now. Before I go, I want to say Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas. I hope you guys all get what you want from Santa Claus. And, you know, I hope you guys be safe. Okay. That's the most important thing. I want to see you guys here the next time we're here. Like I said, man, we're going over to Patreon. We're going to do a recording. While we're doing that, it'll be up tonight. So while we're doing that, there's some dust in here or something. Go over, sign up, and then get the channel for free for a week and check it out. You know what I'm going to say? We love KISS, and we love KISS podcasts, some of them. And you're going to hear the commercials for all the ones that we love right after this in 3, 2, 1.
Peace.
Thank you, and goodbye.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Have you heard of the Click Tees shop yet? These t-shirts reach into the deepest nostalgia of the hottest band in the world with designs like the Demon's First Stage shirt, the Rock Skull, the Spaceman's very first stage shirt, Eagle Wings, the Catman's Cadillac Michigan jacket, the Black Cat, the Phantom of the Park talisman, and a wide array of Eric Carr tees. With over 30 killer designs, these t-shirts dive so deep, they're like opening a private vault of rare classic material. Click Tees is not exactly all tees. They also have products like mugs, hats, necklaces, pillows, socks, stickers, and guitar picks. Podcast Rock City is happy to announce that we have partnered with Click Tee Shop, and we are now selling our merchandise there too. Buy some merchandise and let everyone know you're a fan of our show. Go to clickteeshop.com, that's click with a K, to check out all the great stuff to choose from.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the KISS Room. The KISS Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. KISS! It's your place for all things KISS and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The KISS Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growinguprock.com.
That's growinguprock.com. GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room is a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.